Well, you pet stylist, you found the Broom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. How's it going up there?
Oh, it's going fantastic, Barbara. Hello, Groom Pod Pack. Welcome to episode 265 of the Groom Pod, recorded on August 9th, 2020 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This podcast is brought to you by listener support and through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show Season, Evolution Shears, The Absorber Towel, Stazco, and Cherry Brook. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to talk about de-shedding little dogs, face coverings, and we've got a special After the Table episode with Barbara reviewing two appliances for groomer care. This week, what's news brought to you by The Absorber Towel. Speaking of The Absorber Towel, I want to tell you of a great offer they've given us. If you put the Groom Pod in their coupon code and it's the first time you've shopped at their website, they will give you 10% off. And The Absorber Towel is really a great technology, especially for mobile groomers, but really for everybody. It feels like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser, and it's saving me tons of laundry time, space in my mobile. It really sucks a lot of that water off that I was dealing with just gathering in my grooming trailer, and it makes the dogs dry a lot quicker. I cut them in half so they're easier to wring, and I store them in a bucket full of vinegar, like a Tupperware with a top on it, and they're just making my life so much better. So if you guys are interested in testing out the Absorber Towel for yourself, you can go to dogloverstowel.com and put the Groom Pod in the coupon code, and you'll get 10% off on your first purchase. What was your week like?
I had a fairly slow week. My business is just like on the edge, to be honest with you. And the terrible part is that I don't care because I'm kind of liking the scaled downness, although hating the financial tightness. The other good news is that my assistant Yvonne found a mask she can love all day.
Oh man, that's great news.
Yeah, it's a cloth mask, and it's a a football logo made from a handkerchief that a scarf that was her deceased husband, who she hated while he was alive, but now she adores and honors him.
Time heals all.
Isn't it?
I find that pretty funny.
That's stress off of me. You know, that's stress off of me, to have her be happy, you know, and it's one of these masks that's made kind of a long cone shape over
sure.
the nose, and that seems to work with her because it gives more room for her breath. So she's happy, and she's wearing her mask almost all the time, except I noticed that at the end of the day, she took her mask off and turned around, and she was about 12 feet away from me and just started talking loudly to me about something, you know, like because the last customer had paid, so now she's taking it off. And I don't mind if you take it off and just go.
Right, but don't hang out and talk loudly.
Loudly, especially theory is that when you're exerting pressure on your lungs to speak, you are breathing more particles out.
Yes.
Tailing, more particles are coming out of your face. So cover your face when you're talking loudly in the premises.
Yeah. Still, that's really good. I'm glad.
That was a good week, but I had a really difficult moment. Do you want to hear about it?
Oh, of course I do. That's what we're here for. This is our therapy session.
Yeah, listen. I fucked up with a customer.
Uh-oh.
I scheduled her in. I had Yvonne working for me that day, and this is a dog and a woman that we've worked with for a long time, maybe 8 years. And I had Yvonne give her a 12 o'clock out time, and then at 11:15, I realized I was still at home and not making it. and I texted her, and then I got to the shop at 12:09 or 12:05 actually, and she was gone with the dog.
Oh, shit.
And it was, you know, I had just let pressure from aromatherapy order and blah, 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 and this and that, and needing to pay this bill and that bill, and I had just let that get in my way over and over again that morning. It's just like I couldn't get out of here. And then the last thing that happened is that I forgot to put all my work clothes were washed and not put in the dryer until it was like time to be at the shop.
Oops.
So I threw my clothes in the dryer, and because I had texted her, I thought, and I had asked for an extension till 1 o'clock, I thought I had created time. Well, she either didn't get or disregarded my text. Went and got her dog, and she and I have had a very complacent, easy going. I've helped her out. I've gone up and gotten her dog. We're friendly. She gave me her food dogs. She gets home and starts to stew about it.
Uh-oh.
She was mad, and I called her immediately when I got to the shop, and she said, "Yes, Barbara, I'm very displeased."
I hate that.
I just got on my knees. I just said, "I'm so sorry. What can you do?" The thing that was insulting to her is that Yvonne told her that I wasn't on time because I had clothes in the dryer. So she thought I valued her less than clothes in the dryer.
It would make me question the relationship.
And I just told her, I said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "You have every reason to be upset." I just validated her. "I'm mad at me too. I apologize. I know it's upsetting to you and inconvenient, and I'm really sorry. What can we do to make it right? I could come and get her right now and bring her back and fix her and bring her back to you." And she said, "No, I don't want her to go back."
Uh-oh.
Okay, so then I looked at my book, and it looked like Saturday morning would be cool. She could come by. "How about you bring her in on Saturday morning, and you can wait if you want, and I'll just do the trimming." So she said, "Okay, that'll work," and I booked it. Well, 5 minutes later, I get a text that says, "Barbara, is this your way of telling me you want me to find another groomer?"
What?
"Is this your way of telling me you want me to find another groomer?" She had not shut the door.
Right.
on the problem. The stew was still in the pot at her house.
Oh, yeah. It was cooking away.
And so, I don't say fuck no, but I didn't. You know, I said, "Well, wait a minute. You know, like, I'm trying to groom here. I'm just going to let it go." And Yvonne says, "Just let it go. She's probably in a bad mood." And so I let it go 5 more minutes, and she said, "Barbara, I can't believe you're not responding to me. I even gave you my food dogs. I thought we were friends." She kind of throws a food dogs in that stew.
What is a food dog?
Pardon?
What's a foo dog?
What are foo dogs? A foo dog is a statue of a lion dog that often sits in the premises.
I know what you mean. I know what it is. It's a statue that sits out on front on the stairs.
Yeah, they're various sizes.
We had them at our art museum. Yeah, big and marble.
Yeah, they're cool. And they're people, you know, Shih Tzu and Lhasa Apso people find them.
Okay.
They're icons of their dogs.
Okay, thank you foo for dogs. Clearing that up.
There's a backstory here. This woman was given 6 months to live because she didn't want to go on, what you call it, therapy, dialysis. She started giving all of her stuff away.
Oh, and that's how you got the foo dog. I thought we were
and
friends.
And so that's how I got the foo dogs and a few other things. And she continued to give things away for her forthcoming death. And then her next door neighbor man, who's about her age and who is divorced, came over. And she got laid and decided to go on living.
That's funny. So, back to the story now. We've taken a complete left turn. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
But I've got to tell you, this was a huge event.
Yeah.
I've just, like, taken the executive time thing to new low. And I, you know, like, I don't even want to go to work. So I say, take this executive time. And first it was 9:30, and then it was 10. I'd be there by 10, and now I'm hardly ever there by 10. Mostly 10:30. This time it was fucking noon, and I wasn't there yet. When I reflected on that,
yeah,
I thought, oh, wait a minute, bad bird, you're going too far. I just had to eat the poo-poo with this lady. I thought of all the phrases that I needed to say. You are important to me. I don't want to lose you as a friend or a customer. I take full responsibility.
I love and cherish your foo dog.
I love those foo dogs. You know, I thought we were friends too.
She just wanted some groveling.
She needed some more and then some more and some more, you know?
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, I think Yvonne had a point. In fact, I know Yvonne had a point when Yvonne said she must have had a fight with a boyfriend. Something like that. See, they've broken up. Meanwhile, they've broken up because he was too energetic and she was too wonky. That's her phrase. So this was a little example of wonky when she just like jumps into the stew. Let me close this venture in grooming. She came around without, you know, I didn't have to get on my knees more than three times. And she came around and said, I'm good. And then she brought the dog in yesterday, and I was able to have eye contact with her.
Oh, good.
We've always had good eye contact. And I had eye contact with her, and I said, oh, Mary, I'm so sorry. Are we okay? And she said, yes, we're fine. I was having a very emotional week, and neither one of us went into what that might have been. So everything's resolved. She's rebooked.
Phew.
I get to keep the food on.
Bullet dodged. Boy, that's a stressful situation, though.
But you see, it was a wake-up call for me. You know, and I suggest that any time it even looks like you fucked up with a customer, you want to use it as a wake-up call. See, I could have walked away from that and not looked at my own part of it.
Sure.
But I had to. I had to look at what caused me to be that late.
Yes, you must reassess.
She overreacted. It was like a death sentence felony there, whereas I thought it was a misdemeanor. It wasn't. You know, you got to take your customers seriously, and even though you can't help their head, you got to be prepared for whatever is going on in there.
I have a client that started with me way back in 1999, and they followed me through all the different vet hospitals, and they lived a little bit out of the area, but I know that he's notoriously cheap, and I assumed that he wasn't going to want to pay me what I was going to need to have to drive all the way to their house every 8 weeks, and somehow I communicated that without communicating it. And he said, do you not want to groom my dogs anymore? And I was caught completely out of left field. I did not realize I was sending those vibes out there, but I had been sending those vibes because I was assuming that they didn't have or would choose not to pay me. But the truth is, they would pay me anything I wanted and still pay me to this day. But boy, I almost effed that one up right there by not being attentive to a person that I had known since 1999 and groomed several cycles of dogs for the family. I've seen him through a divorce. divorce and a new marriage. I know his mom. The whole bit. So I would have been really very sad to have lost him, and I didn't mean that. It was an unintentional slight. I had to examine the way I was responding to my phone calls and texts at that point to make sure that I was being attentive about rescheduling and paying attention to people's needs and not assuming their needs instead of listening to what they were saying.
Just getting in your own head. I know in my past, I have had a few explosive dynamics with my customers, which had to do with kind of my losing. It's a hard one to own, but it was like, I think I've shared the time I threw the money back at the customer with the cats that had fleas, and she moved them with the same furniture and blankets and cages and all everything, moved her with everything into a new place after I extensively defleed the kitties and then blamed me for that the cats 3 days later had fleas.
I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't handle it well, and I got a little overexcited, and I went off.
In a glorious flame. I mean, really, a ball of fire.
And then, and I can remember charging out of the shop after a customer that had dissed me in some way, and it's not the regular me. It's definitely the evil twin that has no good self-control person, you know. It's not that I get aggressive, but I just get really off the track, really weird.
Yeah.
You know, and a big one of it is giving them the money back.
Right.
Which I should never, ever do. If you got money in your hand, keep it in your hand, girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I've grown a lot, and a lot of it just has to do with trying to make every dreadfully uncomfortable customer moment a teaching moment. If you just keep looking for what you need out of it, you're going to grow. And as you grow, it'll be more and more smooth and easygoing with your customers. The more you bother to take a look at your part in the exchanges you're having, the better exchanges you're going to have, period. Comb drop.
Boom.
Boom.
So I got a phone call from the neighbor of the 96-year-old lady with the big, heavy, gigantic cat.
Yeah.
And she took a fall.
Oh, God.
I know it. And someone's looking after the cat, but she's in the hospital, and she's not tracking real well, so we're not sure what's going on with her. That was a bummer.
That's sad. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Hopefully she'll recover, though. She's a strong one. But 96, that's up there. Hopefully she didn't break a hip. Because if she broke a hip, that's always seems to be like the boom when they start to deteriorate.
I know. Shut up.
Yep. Moving on to other nice things. We're blessed as a podcast to have some really strong industry sponsors. I'm grateful to them. You know, I read the list every time we start the show. But I often get asked by small purveyors, could we buy advertising on the Groom Pod? And we've kind of got most of the advertising filled up to the brim. But I wanted to give a couple shout outs to things that I think, well, people that I'd like to advertise for, but just wouldn't. We don't have the spot for them. And one of them is the person that makes my bows. She'd like to buy advertising, and I can't figure out how to fit her in. So here she goes. She's getting a free plug. It's Purple Poodle Pet Bows. And she makes little bows and collar bows, and they have cute little centers, and they're poof bows, and they travel really well, and they store really well. And I appreciate her, and I appreciate her going out there and finding different things to put in the bows. And they're bright colors, and you can tell her what you want. If you just look up Purple Poodle Pet Bows, you'll find her website, and she's on Facebook, and you can just send her an email. Plus, she sometimes posts groupings of bows that she sells. So that's one thing. Another one is Chrissy's podcast, and that's Creating Great Grooming Dogs. And I think she has about 200 or 300 regular followers. She should have 2,000 or 3,000 regular followers, just like us. That is a really amazing podcast, and it's so helpful. And she's wanted to advertise on our show before, but I just would rather also give her a free plug and talk about her stuff and have her come on. As a matter of fact, I want her to come on because her last podcast was talking about how you calm the dogs down when they're too excited and you're having a difficult time, how to translate that into dog language so that you can calm the dogs down on your table. It's really useful.
I gotta go listen to that.
Oh, you do, you do. And I heard her on another podcast, an industry podcast that belongs to Chris Bear Anthony and Mary Aquendo, the traveling groomers. And everything that Chrissy has to say is so applicable to what we do every day. It's directly related to grooming and working with dogs when you're grooming them. And it's really helpful, amazing stuff. That's Creating Great Grooming Dogs. She gives you homework. I'll let you know that. You have to do a little chore every week, or at least something to think about or work on during the week. But it's a shorter podcast. It's only a half an hour. It's not a big commitment. After you listen to us, listen to Creating Great Grooming Dogs, and I promise you, you will be hooked. The other thing I want to mention is for one of our industry sponsors, and that is Best Shot Max is coming out September 1st. I'm totally excited. I think we're going to get Dave on to talk about it. Barbara, how excited are you for this freaking product?
Oh, I am. I'm excited for everybody to be able to get this silicone concentrate product because it's an evolved thing. It's a real deal. And I'm excited for it to be available to everybody. I love it.
And I've heard that it's going to have no scent at all, which means you can use it diluted in a spray bottle on your smell-sensitive clients. That's huge. Also, you can add it to shampoos without it distorting the lovely fragrances that are already prevalent in the shampoo. It's going to be great. I don't know if it's expensive. I imagine it's going to be fairly expensive, but worth every single penny. So that's been, I mean, I had just kind of a boring week, that nothing exciting. So I thought I'd fill it up with a little.
Well, let's move along.
Let's do it. Let's take a break and hear from an actual sponsor. And then we'll be back with our first appointment, which is all about de-shedding little dogs. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner. And what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shot's innovative systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro Line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa Collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. I always notice the day after I de-shed a dog that when I comb my own hair out, I get lots of undercoat trapped in it. It makes me laugh. As a matter of fact, I did one yesterday. It was a white dog and my hair is pretty dark. And I had more white hair in my comb and my brush than I had dark hair. It's crazy. But it's like a second cycle of shedding is happening here because I don't think we've hit 80 degrees, but maybe 10 times this year. And it's even been rainy. I think we're having one of those years where we don't actually get a big summer. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It stops raining for the most part for a little while, so I'm good with it. But I had to do one of my little shedding dogs. He's a pommy pap, a pappy pom, a Pomeranian papillon mix, or a fluffy papillon. You know, occasionally you get a kind of weird gene in the papillons that looks more like a Pomeranian but has papillon ears.
I love the ears.
Yes, he has the ears, but a really serious undercoat, and they don't brush him. He gets done every 8 weeks. Yeah. They rough house with him. So it all tangles up in there, right? And I was thinking as I was blowing this dog out yesterday, he's kind of a sturdier dog, but some of those little Pomeranians, if you get an HV dryer out on them, they're going to be plastered against the wall in about 2 seconds. Boom!
I have a 3-pounder.
Oh, that's tiny. I have rats bigger than that.
Yeah, I have a 3-pounder, but he gets done every 4 or 5 weeks, and he's just kept in a trimmed teddy bear. I've only done him a couple of times. He doesn't seem to have an undercoat thing yet.
Ah. Well, Yogi has a lot of undercoat, and he came from a shelter. We don't know what exactly is in there, but there's something with a lot of undercoat in there. And I think those guys, mini Aussies, get a little bit of undercoat packed into their butt often, so they're another one of the smaller sized dogs that you've got to deal with undercoat. All of the Poms, not every Pom has that beautiful hair without undercoat. I do have a few that have that, but so many of them, as they age, they get such tight packed undercoat back there, and then you go and trim their butt up because they get poopy butt, and then they're forever having compacted undercoat back there.
I did a Pomeranian like that yesterday.
Oh.
I want to tell you about it.
Okay, cool.
Just like you described, except I would say that this Pomeranian is probably 12, 14 pounds. This is a huge Pomeranian. He's super. I think he's just Pomeranian. He's black with gray undercoat, and he's 16 years old and blind.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a few little, like, holistic issues. And he belongs to the same people that do a little mixed breed that I adore named Funk. And so he's a second dog of a regular customer. And they just bring him in every now and then, and they want me to shave his butt. Well, last year I tried to get his undercoat out, and I didn't have the best shot system. I didn't have any system of de-shedding, and so I kind of made up my own system that I had great confidence in, and it was a show season shampoo and seasons quench conditioner, and then I gave it a couple of shots of the stuff, and I thought I kind of like had it covered, all the bases of what I think the most important ingredients are in that, and it was a huge failure. I could not comb out the dog's undercoat. It was so tightly matted, so stiffly matted. I'm not going to say tight, but it was so stiffly matted in there that it was agony for the dog, even after all of my attempts and he was big enough that I could blow him pretty well. And I just did the best I could and kind of admitted that it was a partial failure and invited them to bring him back. Well, I had gotten the butt done, so they didn't. But he had a huge mane, bushy neck thing going, long, you know, like maybe 6-7 inches long hair. So yesterday they brought him in, and I scissored off. First I scissored, they said you can go ahead and do a lion clip, but maybe not use the clippers. So I scissored him down. I scissored all that packed undercoat, and I used a wide tooth comb and kind of fluffed up more length, and every time I would comb it, it would pop out long.
Yes.
It was really weird. And then I'd scissor it all down and got it all down to where I thought it was, you know, just about like a blue comb.
Yep.
And I bathed him with that, and I had on hand the Eye Groom De-Shed shampoo and Eye Groom De-Shed conditioner.
You're blowing my mind, and Barbara, because I did the same freaking thing on Yogi yesterday. I had the same experience. I hand-scissored the dog all over down to about where the blue comb was. Then I used the D-Shed, both the shampoo and the conditioner on it. So I can't wait to hear the end of the story.
Well, I blew this dog out. I mean, it was I had a whole one of my waste baskets full of his hair that I pre-groomed off. And I still, after I blow dried him, his haunches all came out long again. Even after I scissored him like 3 times. I mean, it was like 2 inches long back there. And I thought, my God, this dog has been suffering. And I was able to blow out just about everything. And the only thing that didn't work totally well is that the hair would loosen from the skin and blow up the hair shaft and then just become a little feather tip on the end of the thing. So I had these little, like, white feathers all over on top of the coat. And I ended up using a very flexible, soft slicker brush and just lightly brushing, and those things came out. But I got as much undercoat out of that dog as I would have normally gotten off a German Shepherd. I swear, it was all over the back room. It was all around my table. And then there was this giant basket full of pre-bath. And I charged $85 and got $25.
Yogi's also a substantial dog. He's got some frame to him. So I took my HV dryer with just the open end without even the gray cuff in it, just the black end of the hose, right?
Right.
I took a little kind of a comb brush combination that I got a year or two ago that we got for free, those weird, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's a little plastic comb. They come from Tractor Supply, although we didn't get it from Tractor Supply. We got them from the factory. And I held the HV dryer on there after I used the eye groom. And then I encouraged the hair out. When I put the dryer on it, it looked like a spider web filled with cotton. So it was all connected together, and it was very thick, just kind of like you were describing as well. So I blasted it out, but encouraged it also with a little slicker brush that has knobs on the end of the slicker, because I didn't want, he's a white dog, I didn't want to irritate his skin. And then with this little brush, and I got the same thing, I was standing in so much undercoat on the ground, I couldn't believe it. And yet I did this 8 weeks ago. It's not like he's neglected, although I don't think they brush him at home or anything, but holy moly, that was a lot of work. And then I tidied up his butt and his feet and did a thinning shears all over the place. And I looked at it and I thought, well, I've got a little bit of long hair on the top of his back. And then I kind of go into where I've scissored it and it looks a little weird. So then I ended up running the blue comb with no vacuum over the top of the dog. And so he did get a little bit shorter cut, and I brought him in and they were like, oh, you cut him. He looks fantastic. Well, yeah, I just didn't like the way it looked half cut. So I did it. And she said, my husband's going to be so happy. Or let me go get him so he comes out here and looks. And then she kind of walks sadly out. She goes, he's sound asleep. He won't even wake up. I didn't get to see his response. The dog looked great, although I'm afraid to see what's going to happen next time since I cut off all those ends of his hair, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see on this Pomeranian, too. You know, like, one of the reasons that I just hesitated to put this dog down last year or whenever they first started bringing it in is because he's so old, and I just don't trust that he would regrow a coat. I mean, I've just seen Pomeranians that didn't. And so I give them that possibility, and they opted out. But what I was able to do this time, I just, maybe because I had some experience with that tiny Pomeranian, keeping it in a teddy bear, I just couldn't bear the massive hairball that this guy was. They begged me to leave him with a mane.
Ah.
And so I did.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah, no, I left him with a mane. And I just used the chunkers and thinning scissors to kind of make it be a shorter mane. And then I kind of went to town underneath his belly there because he needs help keeping smelling okay.
Old man dog.
Yeah. Old man dogs, right. So big shout out for the eye groom detangler, de-shed shampoo and conditioner. And the conditioner is very thick. But I'll tell you, I just worked it on and then rinsed it through with the Bathing Beauty. I didn't try to run it through the Bathing Beauty. I used both products, full strength hands on first, and then spent a minute or so recirculating it through and all over and all of that. So it was like such a huge difference from the year before when I tried using my good products, but not an actual de-shedding system. So, yeah, I'm on the system, de-shedding system train.
I get it.
Both Eye Groom and Best Shot. And I think having the team of conditioner and what was missing from the team was the spray that's going to blow off the tips.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So if I had been using Best Shot, I could have just sprayed those white Q-tips, and they would have then flown off instead of having to hand brush. But it wasn't that big of a deal to brush that, just can't melt it out, so to speak.
So yesterday I'm randomly grooming, and my phone goes bing, you know, when it does, like with a Facebook Messenger message, and it's Jennifer Lee.
Yeah.
And she asked me if I needed anything or how I liked the products and how about some feedback. So I gave her a little feedback suggesting that perhaps a high concentrate, low foaming, recirculating bathing system type formula would be a good next adventure for them, and thanking her tremendously for everything she's done for us. You know, she did give us some samples, and she said she had some more stuff she was going to send me, and I was excited about that. But how cool that she followed up and gave us a shout, and so I want to give her a shout too. I'm glad you mentioned it, Barbara. She's really putting out a really nice product line.
I like their products a lot, and she also contacted me to see how I was doing and what I was thinking.
Cool. She's very nice.
Right on.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very nice. So, where are we?
Well, we were just kind of discussing the boy out. I wanted to mention, you trimmed the dog up first and then washed him. I should have done that with Yogi, but I did not. And if you cut the tangled ends off, then the middle part of the undercoat will blow out a little bit better. And I'm kicking myself right now for not having done that yesterday. Darn it.
That was part of my plan. I've done that on a doodle, too, where I wanted to save some coat, and I just, like, scissored it down through the mats using, like, I've got an old 88 shears.
Well, let's take a break, Barbara. Let's do our back-to-school segment, but we'll hear from a sponsor first, and we're going to talk about face shields. Our hands are moneymakers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, Go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now, okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that?
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Let's discuss face shields. Did you get a face shield?
I got a face mask with an eye shield on top of it.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is cool, and it was great for the D-ship.
Oh, yeah.
It is a possibility for eye protection during de-shedding. And the thing that makes this work is that it's got an exhale button little place, you know, like some masks have that so that your warm air doesn't fog. But the problem is, Susie, this plastic is soft and cheap and it's already all scratched up and it's already not good visibility.
Oh, bummer. Right, I can see that from here.
Yeah, it's cloudy. It's slightly cloudy. When you're just blowing out snow, right, it doesn't matter that much. But wait, Susie, I just discovered something. I'm looking at the visor, at the eye covering, and at the very bottom corner, there's a little wedge where I can see through clearly, and I fooled around with it with my fingertip, and there's film on this face shield, on the eye shield part, on both sides. So now I remove that, and voila, perfectly clear, good view. So I have to take back that criticism. Okay? All right. Sorry about that. But I want to talk about shields in general, because I think it's a mistake to think that these face shields are giving us good protection from COVID-19, because they're not.
Oh, really?
They're giving some protection. But let's just talk about the full contour face shield that usually sits like about hat level and, you know, has a frame and it comes down full face shield. Well, what's wrong about that is that it's not fitted to your face. So the air circulates behind the mask and you breathe it. In fact, it wants to come in your breath because you're inhaling and creating a vacuum into your mouth. You're sucking it in, right?
Sure.
You're sucking it in, and the virus can be aerosolized to the extent that it's moving through the whole premises as people without masks exhale
or yell loudly
or speak.
Yes.
Speaking actually pushes the air out with more force, and so anything that's coming out of your face is going to go further faster. But the theory is now that not all, if any, of the COVID virus droplets are tiny, minuscule, aerosolized size droplets. And in the beginning, they thought it was all just big droplets from nose and mouth would come out, spew out, and go maybe 4 feet, and then go to the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
They were heavier, droppier, good term, I made it up, heavier, droppier droplet. They just like came out of the cannon, down on the floor. But now they've determined that there is an aerosolization, that not all of the virus is contained in these large, heavy droplets that don't go so far and that go to ground. That aerosolized droplets come out that are so light, they go to the air and in the air, and they're kind of what you would call emulsified into the air.
They're hanging out.
Yeah, they're hanging out in the air. And if you don't have good ventilation in your room, trailer, establishment, they're going to just circulate and circulate for, we don't really know how long they're alive after they come out of your mouth. But it greatly increases the contagiability, how contagious this virus is. That accounts for how terribly contagious this virus is. Because if your mask is not snugly fitted around your face, it could be allowing aerosolized virus to come in under the openings. And likewise, this face shield, this eye shield that's above the mask, does not sit snugly. It fits loosely at the skin, and it could easily allow air to enter. I think you might have to spend a lot more. Okay, a true confession, I paid $6 for this. It came from China. Amazon has a lot more of these kinds of masks, and maybe they have one that has a way to adhere to the sides of your face better.
Does that have a wire in the nose even?
It does have a wire
okay,
in the nose.
So you can form it to the top of your face.
But really don't buy one without one or two exhale things that allow your breath to go out. But then it's a shut the door and you can't come back kind of thing.
Right.
Do you like that technical description?
I do. That's like the Vogue mask. The Vogue mask had the little vent.
Exactly. That's what it's taken from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my take on that.
Okay. Well, bang, that's done.
Next subject.
Well, then let's just take one more quick break before we end this show. And we're going to be back with the At the Table segment that actually takes place after the table is put away. All right, guys, we'll be right back. So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply. Let's see what's happening at the grooming table. So, Barbara, you've got something to talk about that is in the realm of groomer care, and it's what happens after the table.
I never think of it. I have this habit of coming home and crashing in whatever clothes I wear to work. I just come home, I take 8 steps to the nearest place where I can recline, and I'm down, and that's pretty much my after-work protocol. So, no wonder, after all these years, I mean, I talk about yoga, and I talk about stretching, and I talk about all this shit, but you know what? I don't practice what I preach.
But to your credit, you're 80 years old and you don't really have to. You've already made it. You're good. I'm sure it would benefit you, but geez.
But what I'm going to say is that really, your body as a groomer needs some after work care. It could be a hot shower. It could be a bath. It could be yoga. It could be exercise.
In my case, it's ice.
It could be ice. You could get a massage. You know, they say for hand care, they say to give your hands a good massage. Well, you know what? I can't give my hands a good massage because my trigger thumbs are so bad after work that it's impossible. I can't keep the grip. My thumbs are locking. So it's impossible for one hand to massage the other. So, voila, I found the Carapeutic hand massager on Amazon. Look at how big
it's
this
huge.
Is. Look at how my hand. And I selected this. This was one of the more expensive hand massagers on Amazon, but it's very lightweight.
Is it?
Susie, I selected it because it was long, and I was sure that it was going to do whatever it's going to do to my wrist. Because my wrists are a big part of the problem. Eh?
So, you guys, for those who can't see it, which is basically everyone, it's a big silver mitten without a thumb.
It's this little tunnel that you stick your hand in. And on this particular unit, it's air compression that provides the massage.
And it's made out of plastic. It's not like nobody knitted this for her. It's a big plastic mitten that's very lightweight.
It has a ton of settings. So you charge it with a USB, and then it's on its own, and you can move it from hand to hand. I like to lie down and have my hand just beside me, and it gets me all the way up to the wrist. So it has this squeezing feel to it. In fact, some of the settings are really too much, dude. You know, that's what I say. I talk to everything, you know that. And they, wait, that's a bit too much, dude. Let me push that button. It has 6 operation modes. That has to do with the rolling and contracting action of the inside of
okay.
it. You know, so it squeezes and lets go, and it rolls up your hand, and it, you know, it's lovely, Susie. It just kind of has its own pattern that it does, and different settings of these 6 give you different patterns of squeezing and stretching and rolling on your hand parts. And it really will just squeeze your wrist.
How cool.
Which I love. And I can take it fairly tight on my wrist because it doesn't stay there for long. Just when you think you can't take it anymore, let's go. And then you have some intensity settings that you can change too. So if you can change the pattern of massaging action, you can choose the intensity level, you can add a little vibration, and you can add some heat.
Oh, it's got heat?
It's got heat, and I'll probably talk more about the heat in the wintertime because I didn't give it more than a little cursory heat test because it's over 100 degrees here in Tucson. We don't need thank you.
Wow, that sounds miserable.
In fact, I read this morning in the paper that this past July was the hottest month ever in the recorded history of temperature in Tucson, Arizona. The hottest month ever recorded.
That's too much.
So the headline was, does it feel like hell? Well, it is. You know, so it's been very warm. Now, the other thing that I'm going to say about this is that I love those modes and intensity controls. The vibration leaves a little to be desired. It also has three modes. It'll go, nit, 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 nit.
That's it?
Like that.
Okay.
I could go on.
Does it do anything, though? I mean, do you feel it or not?
Yeah, you feel it. It's a little tingly. It's a nice addition, but I would like it to be a little bit more intense. And I don't want to blow up the intensity level of the squeezing in order to get more vibration. You know, so I don't have the option of varying the vibration intensity independent of the... It just is what it is, to quote our president. And it's there, and it's a nice addition, but it could be a little bit more there. And like I said, the heat is there, but I won't be able to seriously thumbs up or down until we hit the winter, when my fingers, as you will recall, turn black and shit.
So tell me this. Have you had it and then gone to work and noticed any difference in your trigger finger or anything?
Not so much before work, but after work, yesterday. Actually, I'll tell you, the moving the dryer nozzle back and forth that you need to do for good HV drying, and especially to work out the spider webs, that ends up really stressing my thumb. It doesn't feel like it at the time, but I almost always come home with a thumb that's locking on the right hand. The left hand locks when I have to hold ears, hold paws, you know, anything where I have to grip my thumb to my fingers, my left hand will go off on its own little lock. And so last night I was in discomfort, laying down in discomfort, trying to focus on the TV, and I thought, oh, I'll do the hand thing. Oh my God, I'm telling you, Susie, it goes like about 15 minute cycle, and I get my hands in there for a full cycle, and it felt so much better afterwards.
Cool.
I was able to go to sleep without hand pain. I'm not so sure that it's preventing pain, but I need to incorporate it in the morning, perhaps. I have another appliance.
Oh, boy.
So I want to say this hand massager was one of the more pricey ones. It cost me $130 on Amazon, and I haven't tried any of the others. But I think it's a worthy investment. The only thing I really don't like about it is that the USB plug-in on this is kind of an inferior little plug, male and female. That's unworthy of the price. Okay, so now I have another one. My hands are one thing. And by the way, you can move your hands around inside that hand massager to get what you need. Susie, this is my my neck, back, and shoulder thing. I highly recommend this. So the one I got was called, this was one of the better prices, Med Cursor Neck Shoulder Massager with Heat, Electric Shiatsu, Portable Deep Tissue Kneading, and it's also got tingling. What's good about this is that it sits on the back of your neck, and then it has these big fat pieces that drape over your shoulders like a shawl or something. And you put your hands in the ends of those, and then you hold it in place. And or you move it anywhere you want on your body.
That's handy because it's hard to get a massage on your own back.
You know, I have this perpetual back spasm in the mid-lower part of my back where I just can't reach. And I have to put a tennis ball up against the wall and try to do like this. Well, I can set this baby, and I can set it so that it's got two sides. And on each side, there are four rollers, which dip and roll in opposing or not direction. You can change the direction of the massage. They can massage you inwardly or outwardly. It's really cool. And I can take one side and place it. I can place these two sides right around that whole muscle area that is spasming and get it from both sides. And this is a real rocking, kneading massage action, not just the air pressure, which is good. This is my new best friend, this machine. Good. This is my new best friend. And I've got to learn to use this when I get up because of my back hurts every single day I get up. And it's got, I have not tested the heat. You can change the direction of the massaging. You can change the intensity three levels and three levels of heat. Again, I just tested the heat in the first level to see that it was there, and yeah, it's going to be good. But I often kind of go for the ice instead of the heat. But in the wintertime, I'm going to love this. And a little while ago, I just had kind of had it draped over my neck like this. And one side of the massagers was just going up and down the middle of the back of my neck. Oh, my God. I just was in heaven. That's why I was late getting these started.
Well, these are great products.
It's just too good. So this one is, look at right now, it started itself. It's massaging my side. I put it on the trigger points on my thigh. Oh, God.
I feel like we need to let Barbara have a room.
This is just $30.
You're kidding.
This is just $30 on Prime.
So we'll put these links up on the discussion group on Facebook so you guys can check out these two products. They're definitely worth it to make yourself feel better after a long day at work.
Absolutely.
Cool. Hey, let's end this thing. Let me knock some sense into my head.
Let's take this pony to the barn.
I like that. Let's take this pony to the barn. Let's put her away for the night and at least until next week. What do you say?
I say I'm good. I'm done.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. And if you'd like to support us even more, you can donate to our cause on our website, thegroompod.com, or join our Patreon group. The link is also on the website, thegroompod.com. All right, guys, thank you very much for being here. Happy grooming, everybody. See you next week on The Groom Pod. Bye.
And take care of yourselves. Bye now. We love you.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of The Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie@thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.